guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. We've got a few more minutes here, and then we're going to go to another short break. But, yeah, if you want to pick up with talking about the Canadian branch of MKUltra, that got pretty sinister as well.
That's absolutely true. Basically, you know, this was, again, funded by the CIA as part of their, you know, paperclip expansion of operations in terms of mind control. The Nazis had basically kind of started all of these things off, and then the CIA kind of just ran with it. So there's a continuity, again, you know, that's being missed out here, I think, with a lot of people because they just don't see it. They just it's hard to comprehend, too. It's shocking. It's monstrously shocking, the kind of things that are going on. With Ewan Cameron, he basically ran a hospital up in Canada, and they had patients come in there, you know, they would complain about, they would fit a certain profile that he was looking for. And he would basically kind of cull, mental institutions or places where, you know, or places where people were trying to seek help in terms of, you know, mental problems that they might have been having. Then he brought them into this hospital and he, basically experimented on them, experimented widely using electroshock therapy, using, different drugs, different combinations of drugs, sodium pentothal being another one of them. Only one of them, you know, mescaline. He did things, sensory deprivation, where they, you know, cut off sound, light, it basically put you in a black room. He did repetitive, dissociative communication, basically to instill, having this multiple personality, through trauma. He would have, you know, headphones on people. Or subjects and have them, it was just repeated, like phrases would be repeated over and over and over.
Literally driving crazy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
By the way, we have to throw this in there. During the Waco siege, 24/7 they were blasting the compound. I hate to even use that word compound, but, you know, the facility there where they were living. They were blasting it with 24/7 bright spotlights and all kinds of weird music, sounds of rabbits being slaughtered in the slaughterhouse, psychological warfare to break them down.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's exactly what comes out of that.
There were kids in there, too.
I'm sorry, say again?
There were kids in there, too. They professed to be so concerned about the children, and
they could care less.
They were tormenting them.
Yeah, exactly. All of that gets logged into, you know, they go out here and they do these operations, then they catalog the results and they save them for further operations like Katrina or like, you know, something else that they have planned, you know, another black op or something that they also have. But with Ewan Cameron, in 1957 through 1964, his experiments on Canadians were published widely in the British Journal of Physical Medicine, and he described experiments that entailed forcing schizophrenic patients at Manitoba's Brandon Mental Hospital to lie naked under 15 to 200 watt red lamps for up to 8 hours per day. His other experiments include placing mental patients in an electric cage that overheats their internal body temperatures to 103 degrees Fahrenheit, including inducing comas by giving patients large injections of insulin. So this is the kind of level of evil that you're dealing with. This is the kind of stuff that you can actually see, you know, see taken from the Third Reich experiments, you know, that were done in concentration camps and medical facilities. And also, you know, in terms of Japan and China, you know, with Unit 731 and experimenting on the Chinese there. And these were all just pulled together.
Oh,
and these
but when we do it, it's for the betterment of man. It's spreading freedom and democracy.
Right. Hitler said the same thing. It's for the higher Reich. It's for the higher purposes of the Reich.
Oh, it's so repulsive.
It's obscene is what it is. It's absolutely.
And just in case anybody's thinking, well, at least that's in the past, might I remind you about El Garib, or how about currently what's going on in Guantanamo and secret prisons that have been admitted that are torturing people in East Europe, and not to mention God knows what's going on in Afghanistan.
Absolutely. You even have it as close as the news of last week, where they erased the tapes of interrogation of alleged al-Qaeda suspects. And they lied about it. So they've actually committed perjury. And actually, by it's tacit admission of guilt. If you go out and you actively destroy the tapes, much like they did exactly the same thing that they did with MKUltra.
I'll tell you, we got to go to a break again.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, Office Max, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, guys, we're back on Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Just had to hang my phone up there. I forgot to take it out of my room again. Hey, well, why not? You had your phone ringing earlier, right?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I keep saying he. Anyway, yeah, we've got Hei Hu Quan on from ConspiracyCentral.net, and we're talking about the history of CIA sleazy torture and various covert operations that have resulted in all kinds of fiascos, including our current shooting sprees that are going on, folks. Columbine, of course, being the first real major one, not the first one, but the first real major one of this nature. And all of these things, if you pay attention, look carefully enough, which, of course, unfortunately, most people don't. But if they did, they'd see that, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. This story they're telling us about what happened, it doesn't add up with what actually happened. We see that, of course, with 9/11. We've seen it with 7/7. We've seen, not just in this country, abroad, you know, various intelligence agencies in various countries are all engaged in this stuff. We've seen it with the Oklahoma City bombing, the First World Trade Center bombing. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. After a while, you'll begin to realize, son of a gun, just like FDR said, there's nothing that happens in the political world by accident. When something happens, you can bet it was planned that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we got to do our homework.
Exactly. Absolutely. I think we're becoming more vigilant, you know, to our praise. I definitely think that we're becoming more vigilant and our eyes are open, which is causing them a lot of problems in doing synthetic terrorism and doing black ops, you know, because everybody's on top of it, you know, immediately, and they're getting their word out fast. You know, that was a real problem for them with 7-7 over in the UK. So, you know, again, you know, over here, you know, it's not going to be the same. You know, if they run another false flag like 9/11, people will be all over it immediately. And people are actually quite vigilant in reporting things that they see and taking pictures of it now. So if they see something that's unusual, you know, they're going to be like, I think something's happening here. And you're going to report it because they, you know, which is, you know, that safeguards our freedom. Actually, you know, so this kind of proactivity on this level, you know, is really, really plays to our benefit. As far as getting back to, you know, the erasing of those tapes, you know, those key interrogation tapes, you know, even the 9/11 commission at some point, you know, of course, shielded it is, you know, requested these, you know, were there any tapes like this in existence? Of course, the CIA totally told them it didn't exist whatsoever. So the person involved in getting rid of those tapes, you know, ordering the tapes destroyed with CIA Director Michael Hayden. And, of course, going back to MK Ultra, CIA Director in 1973, CIA Director Richard Helms ordered all MK Ultra files destroyed. So what you're actually seeing that we have is stuff that we were able to scavenge, you know, in the different areas, thanks to the work of a number of researchers out here. So I think I'd like to give some people some books or some sources that they can get information. One of them is Operation Mind Control by Walter Boert. It's extremely hard to find that book, unfortunately, but you know it's well worth seeking out and finding. Another a great book.
Is it out of print?
I'm sorry, say again.
Is it out of print?
Brent?
The book. Is it out of print? You know, it's not in circulation.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's out of print. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Because you can actually get a lot of out of print books on Amazon through used book distributors. Yeah.
Yes, you can. It is you can get the and it's well worth seeking out. Another book was a valuable book was Jonestown, a CIA medical experiment by Michael Myers, and it's M-E-I-E-R-S. Is that so? You want to put that in there and get that in your library. Again, going back to, I don't like to leave any loose ends in terms of information because people were like, "Well, you just started on that and you went way off." Getting back to Jonestown and this Dan Mitrione character. Dan Mitrione, of course, had a number of close and significant CIA contacts and station chiefs like Forbes Burnham, Richard Welch, and Richard Dwyer. Richard Dwyer plays a key part in all of this. Basically, he was the station agent on the scene during Jonestown. And actually, Jim Jones is actually recorded as saying, "Get Dwyer out of here," when the operation was being cleaned up, when the operation was shut down and cleaned up. Basically, Jim Jones also had he was also given a CIA code name of Raven as a playoff of his jet black hair. Bird code names also during that time were extremely popular within the intelligence circles of the CIA and NSA as well. And basically, the whole idea was to recruit Jim Jones as an agent provocateur who would incite and foment riots and strategic labor strikes within the prime political organizations of certain South American countries that the CIA particularly wanted destabilized. Now, back in the U.S., Jim Jones ran Jonestown like a plantation. It was horrific. He would rape people right on the stage there. He would broadcast it. He was always broadcasting information totally. So you had that mind control element where he's broadcasting 24 hours, 7 days a week, keeping people working so that they're continually tired and beaten down, continually wearing on them, and putting children in holes. In the ground, he raped children as well. He was a pedophile as well, and basically it was contained by a legion of guards. The guards were all Caucasian. None of them, you know, and I say that in deference to, you know, the majority of the population served. And so there was a racial element to this thing too, you know. So it was, you know, which plays yet again back to his father's influence, you know, with being a Klansman. Well, so he just used African-American people and, you know, for this experiment. Sure. Everybody was...
He had actually got up at one stage and at one point and nullified all marriages. And he separated the men from the women. He said, the women are now married to me. And he would, every other night or whatever, he'd go from one woman to the next. And nobody said anything. Again, this was an experiment in human mind control is what it is. It's obvious. It's plain and simple. Many of the drugs, by the way, that he had stored there at Jonestown were the same drugs that the CIA had helped to develop and had used in their MK-Ultra experiments.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this particular project, it was an isolated laboratory, basically, for the field testing of MK-Ultra mind control techniques of Monarch, which is psychic driving and eventual trauma compartmentalization with particular programming. You had mass mind control and you had Delta hypno-assassin training and programming for use in the U.S. Against special and covert COINTELPRO targets. The particular project, this whole thing was run under the aegis of Lawrence Layton. That's Lawrence and Laird, L-A-I-R-D, Layton, L-A-Y-T-O-N, and his family, who he was the patriarch and worked as the chief of chemical warfare at U.S. Army's Dugaway Proving Grounds. Layton was also, Layton was literally contacted because of his expertise in the chemicals that might produce a pharmaceutical solution to the perceived growing threat of, revolutionary and progressive people's unrest churning within the United States at the time. Jonestown was also an adjunct project of the well-known MK Ultra called MK Delta, which was the actual field testing of psychotropics and techniques developed from Operation Bluebird, to MK Ultra, MK Naomi, and some projects of military intelligence. The Office of Naval Intelligence, or ONI in particular, where there was another assassination program that was unintentionally revealed by Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Narut during a conference where he actually said that the Office of Naval Intelligence was actually making hypnotically programmed assassins for use in international assassinations and black ops, and also serving as guards at different consuls. So this is what you had, and when it came out, it caused a real firestorm at that point in time. In fact, television shows actually started picking up on that and actually introducing that into their scripts, something you will never see ever again, especially these days. But there was a particular Starsky and Hutch episode that came out, and it actually revealed that exact thing, where there was a hypno-assassin. It's amazing. If you can track it down, it's amazing TV episode, where basically Starsky and Hutch run across this guy who assassinates a mafia guy, and then they find out later on that the guy doesn't even remember anything, and then he has like a fake life that's been programmed. So they go and they keep going, and then they're eventually like, they send other hypno assassins after Starsky and Hutch. It was insane, for the time. It was a great piece of programming for television.
There were a lot of shows back in that era that did stuff like that. It's like they knew what was going on. They're trying to warn people through the medium of fantasy TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Logan's Run is another one that comes to mind. That was very futuristic, but where they knew things were going with the population control agenda.
Absolutely. I mean, we see this is, again, they use the television and the film industry as the revelation of the method. You see things, in all kinds of things, all kinds of TV shows, and you're like, wow, and then you see it later on introduced. So, it's kind of like acclimating people to certain features, you know what I'm saying? I noticed, like they're talking about putting Muslims in concentration camps, especially like cataloging them in California as a thing, and that was actually put down by the LAPD was actually put down for that because they were like, that's egregious, that's ridiculous. But you see things like that in The Siege. You see things like that revealed also in Escape from L.A., believe it or not, of all things, the sequel to Escape from New York with John Carpenter. So you see these kind of things introduced into, and then it gets you acclimated. So when it comes out, you're like, oh, yeah, well, I saw that coming. Yeah, okay, let me sign off on that, and then that's what you do. But it's interesting. But getting back to Jonestown, it's soon after the family members back in the U.S. began hearing reports of public tortures and rapes as traumatic punishments, which again is that Monarch programming that you had talked about using, inducing mass control through fear and trauma.
Right. And again, folks, all this experimentation had nothing to do with counteracting the Soviet threat. It had to do with being used on us. And look around, they're using it on us. Okay, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Sure.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined today by He Hu Quan from ConspiracyCentral.net. And talking about CIA methods of mind control through their experiments during the MKUltra period. And now, of course, we see them using it on us. You know, I think back, at the... The overthrow of Mossadegh, you know, in 1953, the prime minister of Iran, and then I think back at, you know, other examples like the takedown of Noriega in Panama in 1989, and so many other instances we could cite. But there we see massive propaganda campaigns unleashed that, again, are an outgrowth of MKUltra. They knew how to manipulate the public mind and completely change public opinion by hijacking the media and broadcasting pure propaganda. At the time when they were overthrowing Mossadegh, he was very popular.
He was,
but
absolutely.
Like
Salvador Allende as well in Chile.
Oh, sure, yeah, there's another example. But simply by hijacking their media and spreading propaganda against him and beefing up the Shah, they literally turned the public opinion around completely in just like a week or two's time. They would organize parades and demonstrations. Go ahead.
No, they refined it to high art. You know, I guess you can also see the same. You can see a similar example most recently. You know, in terms of Chavez, you know, and Venezuela, and how Venezuelan counterintelligence actually revealed that the CIA had specific operations used to destabilize that government by using mind control techniques of programming through the media and certain strategic people that they had in place. You know, like
Bush ordered the CIA to beef up their efforts down there almost 2 years ago.
Absolutely. They need that oil. That's that whole thing. It's about the consolidation of the oil resources around the world, which is why you have AFRICOM in Africa right now. And that, you know, there's countries in Africa which are like, we don't want anything to do with this. You know, you can't station yourself here. And actually Bush is going on a quote unquote big safari tour, you know, which is basically coming down there in person to meet, you know, these countries' leaders, these countries' puppet leaders, you know, in person, and promise them the world, you know, their personal take, you know, if AFRICOM, you know, station in their countries, you know, like, your son can go study at, you know, Oxford, you know, we'll make any kind of deal with you for your own personal, advancement, you know, meanwhile, all you have to do is whore out your country, excuse the language, but that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, they're doing it here. Look at the propaganda in our media. I mean, we've got the worst economic crisis right now since the 29 crash underway. We're right in the middle of it, and they're telling us that, oh, everything's fine, the economy is booming, and, you know, they'll quote you figures from, you know, Halliburton's stocks or ExxonMobil. Of course, things are fine for them, but it's a living hell for the rest of the nation. But, you know, they act like there's no problem, nothing to worry about, everything's fine, and that they're not telling you the dollar is dropping. They're telling you, for some reason, we don't know why, but the Canadian dollar and the euro et al. Are rising against the dollar. They're not rising against the dollar.
No. You're looking at economic manipulation at the highest levels. You're looking at international banking interests, you know, that are Zionists, you know, by their own admission, you know, and they're being basically they're gearing up the economy for a takedown, an economic takedown. They want the United States instituted in a Mero. This is admitted. They want instituted in the United States a North American Union to match the European Union. There are just too many subregions, and they need to start consolidating. Once they start consolidating into tighter regions, then the control grid can come into play harder and harder. And even at the micro level, you see real ID acts coming in, you know, where basically they have instituted, you know, they're going to be sending papers in the United States, you know, to your people's employers. And basically, if they don't like what they see, you can be on a no work list, you know, and have no ability to, you know, to provide for your family. So these are the things you have coming up in, you know, then you have mass iris, a mass scanning of people's irises that the Department of Defense is actually looking into getting instituted, and is actually in use in sheriff's counties. I think in 127 different districts are being currently used right now to scan people's irises into a database. And I advance the fact that ever since that they've digitized the pictures for the driver's licenses that we're forced to get, you know, or we're not actually forced to get, but we need to get, you know, it's an essential critical thing of being able to work, you know, and being mobile, you know, so we when they went to that, they actually did the scanning of our irises through that process and are added into a database, much like the DNA database that surreptitiously, you know, cataloged on us every time we go to the doctor's office and give blood. You know, they don't tell you about that either, you know, so you have
now you've got the Real ID Act coming up. It's going to be implemented next year.
Absolutely. This 2008 is going to be a really, really wild year. They really are running toward the finish line on all of this. And, you know, you have vaccines, forcible vaccines. Now I'm hearing the latest thing I heard was, like, you can get flu vaccines right in the airport. That to me is scary. That means that you can actually put somebody on a bus, you know, put them on a plane. They come off the plane. They get forcibly injected. And also, that's an excellent delivery system. Now they actually have an RFID.
Hey, maybe cops will be giving them to you, too, when they pull you over and, they see your shots aren't up to date. They can take your blood test, so why not shoot you up with some deadly vaccine, too, while they're at it?
Well, we saw that field test go on in Maryland just a couple of months ago, where this piece of garbage lawyer was there. I think he was the district attorney. I can't remember recall right off the top of my head. But I know for a fact he didn't have his own children vaccinated. And
oh, yeah, sure. Of course. That's always how it goes. Tell you what, we got to cut to another break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio. We're joined today by Heihu Kwan, again from conspiracycentral.net. There's so many things, like you said, you know, this is all coming to a head now. It's like Christmas morning. They're unwrapping all their gifts that they've had on their list for a long time. They've been waiting, and here it is. Georgie Boy is just rolling out the red carpet for them to get everything they've wanted for decades, and they sure are getting it. And Congress, of course, is doing their part to help that along. Republicans, Democrats alike, it doesn't matter. Have you heard about these new taser bullet guns now? They don't have to be right up to you to tase you. They can tase you from a distance with a gun that fires bullets that shock you.
That's very nice. No, obviously.
Isn't that lovely? No, so I'm much for cruel and unusual punishment being protected by the Constitution against that.
Well, the whole thing is an international body that actually declared that tasing is egregious torture. So, you know, but that matters not. You know, we're just dealing with different, in terms of like presidents, you know, and political leaders, you're just dealing with store managers. they're actually put into place. We actually saw that, you know, under Bush's watch, we actually saw how two elections were subverted, and actually, you know, there were just a ruse, you know, to get him into power, you know, basically, and using that Reichstag fire 9/11 incident, you know. So, and just getting back real quick, that Prince George's County State's Attorney's name was Glenn Ivey. He was the one. He was the principal who was involved in pushing forth that effort to have mandatory vaccinations or they go to jail. You know, so that's a field test. We got to start recognizing these field tests when we see them and actually publicizing them as such, because they're really trying to get this under guise and under covert means, you know, under our noses. And that's how they're able to do a lot of these things and get away with it.
A government that has been caught collaborating with pharmaceutical companies to cover up the fact that, you know, their thimerosal preservative is causing autism on a massive scale. I mean, can you trust these guys to want you to get forced vaccinations just on that basis alone?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And now that they've developed RFID tracking to a powder, I can see the delivery system being those vaccines. So that's what I'm seeing headed toward. You know, that's why they're trying to use all of these little things with Gardasil, all these little these field tests like Gardasil, and making that mandatory. They're really trying to push toward mandatory vaccinations, you know, against people's wills. And then now they're also trying to push surreptitiously to get around, like, the parents. They're like saying, well, we need child's rights advocacy because, you know, the parents are putting those children's lives at risk. Now we have child rights advocacies and we need to have something in place, you know, force these children, you know, for their own good, you know, and this is what we're getting. So we're seeing a war on all fronts. We have to continually keep driving that home. It's a war on all fronts, economic, cultural, everything, religious, everything that you can possibly think of. No stone is left unturned. It's one big psyops, as you've said before. You know, the television is but one medium that they use this on. You know, they know that we're actually gaining incursions into and getting the information out by blogs, by the radio that you do, by a lot of, you know, through the internet. And so they're trying to circumvent that, you know, with that HR 1955 of getting people labeled as terrorists and then trying to put a chill effect basically on free speech and democracy. So basically they're going to be by enacting these measures, they're going to be forced to have to declare that no, democracy is a sham or it's a joke. And we don't believe in it. And this is what we actually believe in, full on fascism. By the time you get them to admit that, then the war is on, basically. I'm sorry, but and I don't mean that, you know, I mean that probably in all manner of the word term, you know, because you basically would be fighting for your survival and freedom at that point, you know. So, you know, anything that you do to secure that, I would imagine, you know, is, of course, within your rights or your innate human rights. But, again, I'm not trying to, you know, encourage or foment, like, you know, revolution. I'm just trying to tell you what is, you know, based
on the reality of the situation.
The reality and, historically what's happened, you know. They realize it. That's why they're trying to do everything to head it off at the pass, you know what I'm saying? All of these little measures and countermeasures. I mean, it's amazing. They're racing for the finish line. And we have just a small little window, which we're using. You're using through the radio. We're using through the blogs, our radio, our trackers, our forum. You know, everybody's using it. You know, that's why you're getting results, you know, of 2/3 of all Americans believe, you know, that 9/11, you know, there's something fishy about it. They may not actually believe it's I would believe over half believe it's an inside job, but I would say that, you know, that 2/3, you know, definitely believe that there's something awry and they don't believe the official story. Definitely not. This has caused them all kinds of problems. And then you also have, like, and to circumvent that, then you also have, you know, them running around using controlled media sources. You know, that's like, you know, the left, they operate a right-left paradigm. So then you have, like, real-time with Bill Maher pushing out disinformation. You have, downgrading, like, the truth movement and attacking it. You know, this is why, and they're showing their true colors. You know, you have the information that comes out that's extremely relevant, you know, but yet again being derided or made fun of, like on The Daily Show or like the Colbert Report. You know, it's just mocking it and like, this is crazy conspiracy idiot. Look at what they're doing now, you know. And so it's like,
well, I got news for them. Those crazy conspiracy nuts are in the majority today, and only the minority are still being suckered. So the joke's on them.
Oh, absolutely.
They're in the minority. And they got the wacky conspiracy theories.
In fact, 19 hijackers with box cutters. Yeah, that's the wackiest conspiracy that I've ever heard in my whole recent.
Full of passengers supposedly couldn't get into the cockpit, even though they were slamming it with the food cart. But somehow with a box cutter, they were able to pry it open. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Exactly. 918 people willingly drank Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, people
master
need to go.
Master planners who hijack planes up in Boston when the targets were in New York. Oh, that took real master planning.
Exactly. You know, it's funny because I was at a health club when that happened, and I was actually in the middle of a workout, and I saw it, and I was like, what is this? And then I swear to God, I've been at this game for a while. I'm not a young guy. So I've seen a lot of these things. So I see red flags immediately. And then when I saw the buildings come down, I was like, that is definitely a controlled demolition. And when I thought about it, I was like, cui bono, who benefits? And prior to that, there was a World Congress declaration that actually got the United States and Israel in particular in trouble in terms of declaring Zionism as racism on an international body. And this whole thing went down just when it started heating up, and actually Israel and the United States in particular, on the advice of Colin Powell, actually pulled their delegations out of that and said, oh, get out of here. And then I noticed, like, literally 3 days later, 9/11 goes down. And I'm not saying that's because the reason. There was many different reasons. It's like, get rid of the asbestos, you know, you get an insurance claim, get rid of buildings, you know, that we no longer needed. Those were like the central targets. But it was an MI6 operation, it was a CIA operation, and it was a Mossad operation. It was a triangulation. So this is what we're dealing with 9/11 in terms of my investigation, and I think a lot of people's. So this is coming to light. People are waking up. They're no longer falling for this garbage anymore, and they actually see their lives being their very survival and freedom being at stake with all of this. And it's captivating people into action. It's motivating and acting as a catalyst for people to get into action. You know, to secure their freedom and their survival at this point. We have chemtrail testing. I mean, we could go on, literally, this show could go on for 24 hours, and we could just go back and forth, and have callers come in, and it's a massive thing. I mean, this is a massive, massive, comprehensive conspiracy. I don't even really, like, you know, I'm really out of favor of using the word conspiracy, because, I think that word's been kind of undermined. So I just label it as it is. It's a crime, and it's criminals. I think if we start using those kind of terminology to define it, it really takes it out of that whole, like, oh, you said conspiracy. Oh, that means turn my brain off. I just turn my logic and my reasoning off, because this guy's just talking fantasy now. If you say this is crime, this is criminal, this is, you know, against all our humanity, this is egregious abuses, you know, I think then it starts to take on a more serious tone in terms of, you know, what we're trying to do. But, you know, conspiracy, we're actually, with the Conspiracy Central, we're actually trying to, reclaim that definition, that essential dictionary term, you know, by saying, well, yeah, these are conspiracies by definition, and, you know, this is a repository for those crimes and criminals and exposing them. I think real fast, getting back to the Jonestown thing, and if any caller wants to call in and have any particular questions, I really don't want to get off track on that. I just really, really I would encourage them to, you know, go to the blog that we had, because I put a real definitive paper
today. I guess I just want to hear you go on. You got so much important information here to share.
Yeah, I don't want to get into, like, I don't want to be all over the place. I really hate that. But the thing is about the continuity, these conspiracies, they're just so overlapping.
Well, you have to be, because, yeah, there's so much involved here. It's like, my gosh, you know, people say, I don't believe that particular thing or this particular. It's like, wait a minute, just let me talk for 5 minutes. Let me give you the big picture. You know, right. You got to see the forest before you can, you know, attack the trees. You know, it's so big, it's so whopping, it's so massive, it's so in your face.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it crosses, and the thing is in terms of political assassination, it crosses lines of conspiracy. It crosses lines into cultural things where people are assassinated, like Bruce Lee or like Jimi Hendrix, you know, who was drowned in wine. Now, many people don't even know that. but you can Google that if you want more, you know, information, because that's a whole other subject. But the man did not. That's the line. Official line is that he died choking on his own vomit, you know, because he was high on heroin. And where the
I mean, look how many rock stars and Hollywood personnel that was speaking out against government corruption. Look how many were popped off in that era. Look at, you know, your MLK and, of course, your JFK and RFK. And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Your Malcolm X.
Yes, Malcolm X, John Lennon. Exactly. You know, it's very interesting. What you're looking on is they want to destroy the extraordinary individual. The extraordinary individual inspires other people to match or surpass what they have put out, you know, in terms of their abilities. It actually makes you transcend the banal, you know, reality that you deal with and say, oh, there's something more to this. Or they have a particular vibe that they put out, or a particular power that they actually emanate from themselves, you know, like a Che Guevara, or like a Bruce Lee, or like I said again, Jimi Hendrix, or where they actually put this out and wow, you can watch these individuals and it's more than just skill. It's something more on the top level, you know? And so it inspires you, like, wow, it's affecting me. They don't want that. They don't want that. And you can tell by the way that they program TV now. Everything is just awash in garbage and stupid pseudo reality shows and stupid trinkets and distractions and celebrity deification. And
Britney Spears stubbed her toe this morning on the way out to the pool. Oh, jeez.
Absolutely. They keep people locked into these paradigms of ignorance and hey, look over here, shiny object. That's what they constantly do, you know, keep you from reading books, keep you from the blogs, keep you from the internet, keep you from researching, investigating, looking into things, reading between the lines, you know, and analyzing things, keep you from independent thought. Independent thought is a threat. They realize that in school. That's why the child that actually brings about things gets marked and gets a file written on him saying, oh, disruptive, oh. A possible threat, you know.
I was talking about this last week, that whole cooperative learning garbage, you know, they group you in groups of four or five, and you've got to come up with a consensus, and your grade is based on whether everybody can agree. It's mind think. It's getting you to lose that independence and go along with the crowd.
Yes. It's a
what the Soviet Union used to do.
Oh, absolutely. They take cues again. Soviet Union, China, these are all field tests. These are open field tests. You know, hey, can we have people accept a policy where there's a two-child policy? I don't know. Let's try it. And this is China. And who's rolling this out? Is the international bankers. This is the Zionist control at the top, you know, by their own admission. This is not anything, you know, what they declare and the agenda which they put forth. You know, they want eugenics. They don't want all of us on the planet. All of us on the planet represent a threat, which is why they institute a middle class. A middle class is an actual artificial caste system that they institute so that they actually have a stratus that doesn't identify and actually divide, you know, the haves from the have-nots. So you have an artificial, you know, kind of bourgeois class that actually says, oh, wow, I got a car, I got a house, I got this, I got that. You know, I don't identify with you not being able to eat today. Or, you know, oh, that's humorous. You got to try harder, pull yourself up, you know. So it aids you to, you
but
know,
now having divided us, now they're destroying that middle class.
Absolutely, but they have to, because they're actually basically going back to the original plan. They're tearing the mask off. That whole thing, yet again shows that it was an artificial contrivation, you know, to actually contrive, you know, an artificial system like that and base upon and have people like, you know, aspire to, oh, you can be, if you try hard enough, you can join our club. You'll never be able to join, as George Carlin said, you'll never be able to join that club. Ever.
Yeah, he uses that all the time. You know, I'm convinced that all the periods of prosperity that we did have, a relatively speaking prosperity, you know, in the 50s, 60s, was all designed just to distract us, to get us into a false sense of security.
Well, you had Aaron Russo come out and reveal, you know, in American Freedom and Fascism, that they actually came out there and actually said, oh, you know, there's a whole segment of women, they stay home. This is ridiculous. We could be making money off of them, you know? So we got to get them into work, you know? And then I'm quite sure that they have something in place of getting children into work and going back on that and saying, hey, how can we get the whole family into work and then pimp them hard, you know? It's a situation of pimps and prostitutes. And basically, they look as prostitutes, angry prostitutes.
And then when you talk about this, a lot of people say, oh, you're a chauvinist. You don't think women should be out in the workforce. That's not the point at all. You're being exploited, women.
Not at all. Exactly. Women should have the choice, you know, of whether they want to do that or not.
Not to be forced to have to do it.
Right, exactly.
And look what happens. Look who loses out the biggest here, and this is the whole intent. The kids. The kids get raised by the daycare center and the government-controlled schools.
Absolutely.
Government-controlled daycare centers, too, for that matter.
Absolutely, by design. Exactly, by design. Oh, you need an after-school program after that, too. You know, so it's constantly taking them out of the parent. It's dividing and destroying the family unit. The same way the introduction of drugs and narcotics as a chemical urban chemical pacification agent, you know, in the communities puts people in jail and gets them into the control grid, you know, and divides the families and destroys. There's no father figure, and people are, and children are being raised by television now. Oh, there's no daddy. Oh, or you know, they have that locked turnkey program, you know, where like the mom says, well, I can't afford daycare. I'll just lock the door and just have them come in and watch TV, and then everything will be all right, you know? I mean, they're forced to take extreme measures that are hostile to humanity, hostile to family. So this is what we're up against, you know?
Kids are so depressed and discouraged because they see that when they graduate, what hope is there to actually get a house, get a car, get a family, and live a, you know, that's all they want to do, most kids. They don't want to go out and get in trouble. They want to just play by the rules and have a decent life. They're not even looking to be wealthy and rich, a lot of them. They just want to be comfortable. But today that's been taken away, too.
Absolutely. By design.
I mean, they're literally creating crime. They're forcing a lot of kids, because they have no other hope, they're forcing them into crime.
Crime is managed. Crime is absolutely managed from the top down.
Yeah.
You can actually see that, how the drugs are brought in, how, you know, the police department, certain police departments work on that, how the DEA is involved in that. I mean, it's managed crime.
Oh, it's so disgusting. And then you look at the laws, the way they favor criminals and leave the victims out in the doghouse. All right, guys, another short break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hey guys, welcome back to Spirits Radio. Got just a few more minutes here left with our guest. Unfortunately, time has gone by so fast. He's Heihu Kwan from conspiracycentral.net. And yeah, we've been talking about CIA mind control, MK Ultra, you name it. And you know, I wanted to mention, I just got this sent to me. My girlfriend in Wisconsin just sent me this. I guess there was a lockdown in an Arizona school this morning. Wow. A kid said that they saw a student with a gun. Wait, we're seeing this just almost on a daily basis. I think last Friday there was another one I saw, a high school lockdown.
Yep. And, all, you know, these things used to happen also, like, on ritual days, like, you know, of significance or occult days of significance. So I would imagine, like, at the winter equinox coming up on the 21st, I would imagine something's going to go down, something nasty. You know, that's how we saw it with Columbine. That's how we saw it with the VTech shootings. You know, we're starting to see that, you know, these sick homages to Hitler's birthday or actually in terms of April, Walpurgis knocked at the end of the month. So these are days of religious ritual significance that they actually pull these things on, and they're basically homages to the infernal one, you know. So and again, I said, you know, whether we believe that or not, you know, in terms of religious thinking and ideology, it's irrelevant because they do, and they enforce it, and they actually make people's victims as a result of it. So yeah, I mean, it is. It's coming, like, it's amazing. I didn't hear about that one, but again, it's almost like every week there's something. It just really kind of shows that they're very desperate and they're willing to do anything to kind of contrive means of getting guns. Because the main reasons they were doing that, those kind of the black ops, is to get guns out of people's hands, to get people talking amongst themselves. And they're actually, you know, they have their own disinfo agents that are actually seeding the blogs and seeding, like, the internet with, like, yeah, well, they don't need guns taken away. That's what the problem is. These kids get their guns and they're crazy. Now, nobody's talking about antidepressant use, you know, which was found in every one of those cases. No one's talking about mind control use. No one's talking or even investigating and how this was planned and utilized, you know, in terms of assassinating John Lennon, you know, which is, you know, this week, I think, is that that anniversary, you know.
Or, yeah. You know, I see these people all the time. I hang out quite a bit on paltalk.com, for example, and you see them. They come into the room. I mean, you can spot them a mile away. They actually bring a certain stench into the room when they come in, so you can tell who they are. But they use the same lines all the time. I mean, they're all reading off the same script sheet. And when it comes to 9/11, they'll usually say, oh, come on, you guys, it's so ridiculous. Bin Laden confessed to being responsible for 9/11. They use the same old buzz line every time. It's just, it's obvious. They know as much as we do that 9/11 is an inside job, but they're paid to come in and lie.
Absolutely, because it creates dissension, division, and derailment of the subject topics. You know, it gets people fighting amongst themselves. Then they have another agent stand by, and he interjects, and he's like, oh, that's because you're stupid. And then they start putting in, like, you know, making it subjective, and then layer, and then pretty much the topic is just dissolved, you know, or just, you know, imploded, and it goes nowhere, you know, and then it's like, mission accomplished, you know? So that's what you're dealing with all of this. It's deception on multi levels. It's horror on multi levels, and it can get to people. You know, I say to people, like, you know, we do a lot of this investigation, and sometimes it's like being a detective, and you walk on crime scenes and you see all this horror. You sometimes see live files, you know, of people's, you know, dying horribly or you know, dismember or whatever, and you go through this evidence, and you know, it can take its toll on you like a detective, you know, very much so.
Right.
I've seen it, you know.
All right, hey, I want to thank you for coming on. I wish I had more time, but 2 hours has gone by really quick on us here. But great job. Keep up the good work, and we'll have you on again sometime.
Yes. That would be actually great if we could make this like a regular thing. That would be great. And just one more real quick thing. I just want to thank, in particular, Ishman, Serial Explained, Mike WB, Mansums, and Jack. for that Nebraska mall shooting investigation. They did great work and exclusive information on that, and I just want to give them appropriate accommodation.
With recent internet.